Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam. 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 Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastrair Uktasta Thabab Yata Eva Sadhi Kintu Prabhoya Priya Eva Tasya Vande Guru Sri Prabhupada Namma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Godavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Disha Tarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 The Creative Impetus Chapter 21 The Movements of the Sun Shukadeva Goswami then said My dear King Parikshit Thus far I have described the diameter of the universe as 50 crores of yojanas, or 4 billion miles, as well as its general characteristics, according to the estimations of learned scholars. As a grain of wheat is divided into two parts, and one can thus estimate the size of the upper part by knowing that of the lower, so also expert geographers instruct that one can understand the measurements of the upper part of the universe by knowing those of the lower part. The sky between the earthly sphere and the heavenly sphere is called antariksha, or outer space. And so, antariksha adjoins the top of the earthly sphere with that of the bottom of the heavenly sphere. In the midst of that region of antariksha, or outer space, is the most opulent sun planet, the king of all the planets which emanate heat, such as the moon. By the influence of its radiation, the sun heats the universe and maintains its proper order. It also gives light, just to help all living entities to see. While passing either towards the north, the south, or through the equator, in accordance with the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the sun is said to move either slowly, swiftly, or moderately. According to its movements, in rising above, going beneath, or passing through the equator, and correspondingly coming in touch with various signs of the zodiac, headed by Makara or Capricorn, days and nights are short, long, or equal to one another. When the sun passes through Mesha or Aries and Tula, Libra, the durations of day and night are equal. When the sun passes through the five signs headed by Vrishabha or Taurus, the duration of the days increases until Cancer, and then it gradually decreases by half an hour each month, until day and night once again become equal in Libra. When the sun passes through the five signs, beginning with Vrishika or Scorpio, the duration of the days decreases until Capricorn, and then gradually increases month after month, until day and night once again become equal in Aries. And until the sun travels to the south, the days grow longer, and until it travels to the north, the nights grow longer. My dear King Parikshit, as stated before, the learned say that the sun travels all over the sides of Manasottara Mountain in a circle whose length is 95,100,000 yojanas, or 760,800,000 miles. On Manasottara Mountain, due east of Mount Sumeru, is a place known as Devadhani, possessed by Indradeva. Similarly, in the south is a place known as Sanyamani, possessed by Yamaraj. In the west is a place known as Nimlochani, possessed by Varunadeva, and in the north is a place named Vibhavari, possessed by Soma, the moon god. Sunrise, midday, sunset, and midnight occur in all these places, according to specific times, thus engaging all living entities in their various occupational duties, and also making them cease such duties. The living entities residing on Sumeru Mountain are always very warm, as at midday, because for them the sun is always overhead. Although the sun moves counterclockwise, facing the constellations, with Sumeru Mountain on its left, the sun also moves clockwise and appears to have the mountain on its right, and this is because it is influenced by the Dakshinavarta wind. People living in countries at points diametrically opposite to where the sun is first seen rising will see the sun setting, and if a straight line were drawn from a point where the sun is at midday, the people in countries at the opposite end of that line would be experiencing midnight. Similarly, if people residing where the sun is setting were to go to countries diametrically opposite, they would not see the sun in the same condition. When the sun travels from Devadhani, the residence of Indra, to Sanyamani, the residence of Yamaraj, it travels 23,775,000 yojanas, or 190,200,000 miles, within 15 gatikas, or 6 hours. From the residence of Yamaraj, the sun travels to Nimlochani, the residence of Varuna. From there to Vibhavari, the residence of Soma, the moon god. And from there again back to the residence of Indradeva. And in a similar way, the moon, along with the other stars and planets, becomes visible in the celestial sphere, and then once again sets and becomes invisible. Thus, the chariot of the sun god, which is Trayi Maya are worshipped by the words Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. Travels through the four residences mentioned above at the speed of 3,400,800 yojanas or 27,206,400 miles in one muhurta. The chariot of the sun god has only one wheel, which is known as Sangvatsara. The 12 months are calculated to be its 12 spokes. The 6 seasons are the sections of its rim, and the 3 Chaturmasya periods are its 3 sectioned hub. One side of the axle carrying the wheel rests upon the summit of Mount Sumeru, while the other rests upon Manasotara Mountain. Affixed to the outer end of the axle, the wheel continuously rotates on Manasotara Mountain like the wheel of an oil-pressing machine. And just as in an oil-pressing machine, the first axle of the sun god's chariot is attached to a second axle, which is one-fourth as long, or 3,937,500 yojanas, or 31,500,000 miles. The upper end of this second axle is attached to Dhruvaloka by a rope of wind. My dear King Parikshit, the carriage of the sun god's chariot is estimated to be 3,600,000 yojanas, corresponding to 28,800,000 miles, and that is its length, and is one-fourth as wide, or 900,000 yojanas, corresponding to 7,200,000 miles. The chariot's horses, which are named after Gayatri and other Vedic meters, are harnessed by Aruna Deva to a yoke that is also 900,000 yojanas wide. This chariot continuously carries the sun god. Gayatri cha brihati ushnig jagati trishtup evacha anushtup punktir iti uktas Chandangsi harayo rave. Gayatri brihati ushnik jagati trishtup anushtup and punkti are the names of the 7 horses yoked to the sun god's chariot. These names of various Vedic meters designate the 7 horses who carry the sun god's chariot. Although Aruna Deva sits in front of the sun god and is engaged in driving the chariot and controlling the horses, he looks backward towards the sun god. There are also 60,000 saintly persons named Valakilyas, each the size of a thumb. They are located in front of the sun god and offer him eloquent prayers of glorification. And similarly, 14 other saints, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, and demigods, who are divided into groups of 2, assume different names every month, and they continuously perform different ritualistic ceremonies to worship the Supreme Lord as the most powerful demigod, Suryadeva, who holds many names. Worshipping the most powerful demigod, Surya, the Gandharvas sing in front of him, the Apsaras dance before the chariot, the Nishacharas follow the chariot, the Panagas decorate the chariot, the Yakshas guard the chariot, and the saints, called the Valakilyas, surround the sun god and offer prayers. These 7 groups of 14 associates arrange the proper times for regular snow, heat, and rain throughout the universe. Finally, my dear King Parikshit, in his orbit through Bhumandala, the sun god traverses a distance of 95,100,000 yojanas, or 760,800,000 miles, at the speed of 2,000 yojanas and 2 kroshas, or 16,004 miles within a moment. Recorded July 23, 2024, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Mahambodes tire kanaka ruchire nila shikare. Basan prasadanta sahaja bala bhadrena balina. Subhadra madhyasta sakala sura seva vasarado. Jagannath Swami Nayana Hathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Hathagami Bhavatu Me. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace, atop the brilliant golden Neelachala hill, Lord Jagannath resides with his powerful brother, Balabhadra, and his beautiful sister, Subhadra, who sits between them. May that Jagannath Swami, who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls, be the object of my vision.